With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Is anybody not picking Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl? Feels like that's the consensus pick, and that makes me nervous. Final hour on this Wednesday, the day before we start the NFL season, Buffalo against the Rams. Rams make the Super Bowl or don't make the playoffs? What are the odds? I feel like better odds to go back to the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs. I think if I felt a little better about the NFC West, then I might go, well, I'll probably take the odds that they won't make the playoffs. I'm not sure about San Francisco. As much as they have talent, if it all works out for Trey Lance, then this will be the best team in that division. I think the odds are against Trey Lance that it's going to work out for him his first year. And I wouldn't rule out Jimmy Garoppolo at some point playing a role with the 49ers. I was talking to somebody who's not with the 49ers, but said this is what they were hearing about the Niners with the locker room. It's odd, it's awkward, but they do know he can win. And I go, oh, here we go with all he does is win. And the person said, no, it's real, because these players look at the talent they have on the Niners and go, we can win now. They're not sure. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but they're not sure Trey Lance is ready right now. It's he's being forced to be ready. And Jimmy wasn't with the team. He wasn't going to meetings. They just said it was so awkward. You kind of come in, you go, hi, everybody. Hi, Jimmy. Where have you been? Now he's got to get ready, and can he get ready, and is he going to be in that on-deck circle? And is it a short leash for Trey Lance? Because you're also going to measure yourself Arizona, playoff-caliber team. You certainly have the Rams, defending Super Bowl champs. Seattle's not threatening, but they're going to steal a win or two from somebody in this division, and that's where every one of these games, you know, they're going to matter and be magnified. But the whole awkwardness of Jimmy Garoppolo not there to help Trey Lance, not even going to meetings. And then all of a sudden he's here and he's in uniform and he's going to be the backup quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to the Bills, do you think a Super Bowl favorite, the betting favorite to start a season, has ever missed the playoffs? It had to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that real quick in Vegas.
I mean, I'm looking at the NFL Network. Here's all of the talent, including Rich Eisen, Steve Mariucci, Kurt Warner, Michael Irvin. Everybody's got Buffalo. Everybody. Now, you have Buffalo against Tampa, Buffalo against San Francisco. You got Buffalo against the Rams. You got Buffalo against the Cowboys. Oh, that's Michael Irvin. Buffalo, Green Bay, Buffalo, Rams. But it's Buffalo as the consensus there. When's the last time a Super Bowl favorite didn't make the Super Bowl, Paulie? Do you have those?
We're double-checking, but I've got a few. Biggest preseason Super Bowl favorites to miss the playoffs. I got the 2003 Buccaneers. They coming off the Super Bowl, they missed it. Most of these teams are coming off a Super Bowl. The 05 Eagles with Donovan McNabb, they were the preseason favorites.
Okay.
They went 6-10. The 1991 New York Giants missed the Super Bowl the next year. A lot of these have quarterback injuries. Like McNabb got injured, Phil Simms got injured.
Yeah.
2000 Washington Redskins, they went 8-8 with Brad Johnson. And then the 2002 Rams, Kurt Warner was benched for Mark Bulger, and the team finished 7-9.
Which team making the playoffs would be the biggest surprise? If I said the Texans made the playoffs, the Lions, the Falcons, Jags, Bears, Jets. Biggest surprise. Oh, boy. I'd probably say the Texans would be the biggest surprise there.
Do they have a decent roster? There's so much coverage of their quarterback situation.
Can you name five players?
Yeah, like who's the face of that team?
It still feels like it's Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. I think the Lions are going to be on the cusp. And you know, maybe it's because I've been watching Hard Knocks, and I see how those players react to Dan Campbell. The Falcons might be a year away. Jags, I think, will be competitive. The Bears, I don't think, are good. The Jets, no. I mean, now you could say out of that, what would be the biggest surprise? I guess if the Bears or Jets made it. It's just the Texans are nondescript. I mean, you got Davis Mills, who's, you know, I think he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. I don't know if the Jets know they have a franchise quarterback in Zach Wilson. The Bears, Justin Fields. You know, the Jags, this feels like Trevor Lawrence's rookie year. He might be comeback player of the year, considering what he went through last year. He is answering questions at a press conference that has to do with his head coach staying behind in Columbus, Ohio. What other player went through a press conference or press conferences the past year and throw in the fact that he is a rookie? Amazing. Now, he didn't play great, but it's almost like you got now Doug Peterson, who now knows how to coach quarterbacks. And it feels like this is the coming out party for Trevor Lawrence this year. Yeah, Marv.
So the Jaguars won. They beat the Colts last year at the end of the game, at the end of the season. Have you seen ever where a team wins their last game of the season and they're like, okay, going into next year, there's some confidence, or is it just new year, clean slate?
I think because you got a new head coach, I don't know how much you build off of that. I mean, momentum and chemistry are really tricky because we can apply it in a lot of places where maybe it's not really chemistry or momentum. Maybe it's just talent. Maybe it's luck. I don't know. But, you know, maybe the Jags do. But it's almost like, you know, they're starting over. But they have an advantage this year because you don't have Urban Meyer there. Falcons, you know, they got some good skill position players. I just don't think they have a good enough team. Lions are, I don't know. I think I'm rooting for the Lions. I think that's what it comes down to. I'm rooting for the Lions. Texans, that would probably surprise me. Them or the Jets making the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
I got the Texans depth chart here. I don't think there's a famous person on the roster where a casual sports fan would say, like, Laremy Tunsil, name value is probably the most famous person on the roster. They've got guys like Brandon Cooks. Okay, he was good a few years ago. Jerry Hughes, he had a nice little career. Christian Kirksey, nice little career. Derek Stingley Jr., the rookie, he's pretty well known from college. They don't have a famous person on the roster.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about Stingley. Yeah. God, I thought Stingley was going to play offense and defense for LSU. I thought he would be a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Did he decide to play neither?
Yes. Hey, we can see you play offense and defense. By the way, Ed Orgeron was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club a week after John Gruden. They're doing well. Who's ever booking those guests? I got to hire them. They got John Gruden last week.
Whoa, what a shot.
Man. Here is Ed Orgeron, former LSU head coach, talking about when he got fired.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you. We had a meeting. Hey, coach, things are not going well. Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So and, what's next?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave and what door you want me out of, brother?
I like how he likes how they handled it. If they withheld the $17 million, would he have liked it as much? Probably not. How about that laugh?
Probably not.
I thought that was really him. I thought we played it back.
No, no. Seton's got his Coach O down.
Yeah,
yeah. That dude just keeps getting better. How did LSU let him go? What the hell's wrong with them? That's right.
Yeah, he probably was more entertaining telling stories than he was coaching them.
Well, all right.
That's a fantastic impression.
It is. That is good.
But how long can you do that imitation? It sounds like it would hurt your area there.
Yeah, well, after a little while, you need a cough drop or two.
NFL season kicks off on NBC and Peacock with Josh Allen and the Bills battling the Aaron Donald-led Rams. NFL kickoff, that will be Thursday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Oh, that was fun. Brian Kelly had a little run-in with the media yesterday. A little interaction with a reporter who showed up late, and this is how it went for the LSU head coach.
That we'll open it up to this late arriving media crowd that must have enjoyed the weekend. That's usually $10 that we put in the kitty for. We'll have a big bash at the end of the year at my place.
Well, maybe if you win, I'll be on time.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with winning. I think it has to do with being on time.
Oh. Oh. So she said, if you win, I'll show up on time?
I think when you win, I'll be
when
on time.
When you win, I'll be on time. She later apologized, and rightfully so, because you shouldn't be the story if you're a reporter. But, you know, Brian, it's just tough to, hey, you know, we had that tough loss, but come on, hey, you're running a little bit late here. And then he says, we'll get all this money, and then we'll have a bash at my place at the end of the year. Yes, Paulie.
The one thing you should know about SEC football, don't try comedy after a loss. You could do comedy after a win, and everyone will laugh. Ask Coach Saban. They laugh at all his jokes because he's 12-0. You win a game, you can make all the jokes you want.
Yeah.
Meat and potatoes when you lose. Just get through it.
Nick in Cincinnati. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, 6'2", hundo.
All right.
Normally calling as Nick and AZ, but moved back to Cincy, our hometown, DP.
Nice.
So
I don't think it's breaking news that Nick moved back.
Seemed important to him.
It did.
All right. That's big time, boys. It is. But wanted to call because I need some advice from you. Kiddo's in Pee Wee football, and I'm going to be announcing his games. So it would be. Ooh. Be awesome if you could give me some advice, words of wisdom on you know, how to not be a bad announcer and how to be a good one.
Well, wait a minute. Just tell me what your role is. Is it the public address announcer or is it actual play-by-play?
So it's kind of a little bit of both. I'll be doing, you know, the public address. I'll be announcing, you know, the kids. I'll be, you know, thanking the sponsors, parents. But then after each play, you know, I'll say, little Timmy was on the tackle and, you know, brought down by, you know, this person, that person, and then, you know, ran the ball by number 10, you know, all that fun stuff.
Keep it simple. Don't be cute. Just keep it simple. I think that's probably the best advice, because when you start to get a little squirrely, then you could get out on a limb and you're going to fall. And but I think don't give preferential treatment. Try to be as neutral as possible and no home field advantage.
Okay. I like it. So stay professional.
Yes. Just go in there. Make sure you know pronunciation. The last thing you want is when you have that announcement that you mispronounce somebody's name, then, you know, the kids will make fun of it or the parents are going to be there. Make sure you check on with both teams how you pronounce something. Spell it out phonetically if you need to. But I think it's basically a touchdown run by Timmy Smith, 48 yards, and leave it at that. Clean, crisp, get out, okay?
I love it. Awesome. Perfect. Appreciate that, DP, as always.
That's Nick in Cincinnati. Yes, Paulie.
Went to a high school football game once, and the opposing team was the Bloom Trojans near where I grew up. And the PA announcer goes, there was a tackle where there's just a mass of guys piled on the quarterback. And he goes, tackled by a pack of Trojans. And I don't know if he did that on purpose or by accident, but the crowd had a good laugh.
Oh. And it was the third time they'd played that year, so it's the rubber match.
Yeah. There you go. What? Do we rehearse this?
What? Come on. I still love that there was a public address announcer at an NBA game, and Karl Malone was shooting a free throw. And Utah was a visiting team. And it's quiet in the arena, so you can hear Karl Malone dribbling the basketball. And the person who was doing the public address announcing goes,
get it together.
Okay. Karl Malone at the loan shooting two. And I go, Karl Malone at the loan shooting two. No, it's Karl Malone at the line. But it's so quiet. And then you just start hearing giggles. Karl Malone at the loan shooting two. I don't even know if Karl Malone heard it. Or, you know, he's probably deep in thought with his free throw. Karl Malone at the loan shooting two.
Did he make the shot?
I have no idea.
Is it like that was a way to throw him off?
Yeah,
of everything,
maybe,
though?
Maybe.
Mispronounce his name.
How about we take a break? Oh, our good buddy Rich Eisen is going to join us. He has a nominee for Comeback Player of the Year. We'll talk to Rich, the NFL Network host. Richie Rich will join us coming up next, right here on the Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You're ready, opening night. And with Thursday's game, bet just $5, get $200 in free bets instantly. And as an added bonus, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion at any point in the game. You pick Buffalo or L.A. If your team leads by 7, you get paid instantly, even if your team goes on to lose. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet Thursday night. Have to be at least 21 years of age. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. The Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789 in New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY. Bonus issued is free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still love this comment by Patrick Beverly. So he just got to the Lakers. They have media day availability, apparently, and Patrick Beverly was asked about joining the Lakers.
You'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They will be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference.
Have you guys started talking yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm glad that, you know, we get a chance to play with each other than, you know, anything else. I'm excited to see it go on. I'm excited to, you know, to get the battling going.
That's a courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Patrick Beverly letting everybody know that Anthony Davis and LeBron James are playing with him because he made the playoffs last year. No, the team that he played on made the playoffs last year. Yes, Marv.
There's a difference. I just can't wait until his long-awaited return to Minnesota. Tribute video? Will there be a tribute video?
Probably. Well, he played 27 games there, didn't he? Like, I don't know. Can you have a tribute video if there's no video to put in the tribute?
Wait, when they won the play-in and
he got up
on the scorer's table and started crying?
Yeah. One of the great moments in Timberwolves history. By the way, comeback player, is there a most improved player in the NFL polling?
Yeah, there is a comeback player of the award, and then there's the PFWA's most improved player winners. Last year, I got Cordero Patterson. The year before, Trayvon Diggs, Cowboys. Josh Allen won it in 2020. Ryan Tannehill, George Kittle, Jared Goff. That's most improved.
All right, comeback player of the year odds. We were just talking about this. Derrick Henry is the favorite. Brian Robinson Jr. the third. Jameis Winston, Christian McCaffrey, who I thought would be the favorite. Baker Mayfield, and then Michael Thomas of the Saints. Yes, Paulie.
The best way to win most comeback player of the year is to have a terrible injury and come back for it. Joe Burrow, Alex Smith, Andrew Luck, Keenan Allen, Jordy Nelson, Eric Berry. Remember, he safety, he had cancer.
Yeah.
But then you have guys like Michael Vick won Comeback Player of the Year with the Eagles.
And well, he did come out of prison.
Yes, but it was it's different. That got a lot of criticism. I wrote some stories about it.
Let's bring in Rich Eisen, the host of the NFL Network, host of the Rich Eisen Show that follows this one. Who's your Comeback Player of the Year pick there?
Oh, Dan, if you don't mind, I just want to make sure we're clear that I'm not on with you. You're on with me right now.
Oh, okay.
In this program.
Fair enough.
just want to just get this out. And,
appreciate
you know,
that.
might be awkward way to start, but I just want to make sure you understand you're on with me right now.
My bad. Your Comeback Player of the Year is who? Smart ass.
Patrick Beverly? I don't know. Yeah. I'll go with Michael Thomas. I heard you guys talking on the way in. So, of course, at a red light, I texted both Paulie and Fritz that Michael Thomas is my guy. Can't guard Mike. Is clearly in line to be Comeback Player of the Year. I know McCaffrey, you guys were talking about McCaffrey, and then, you said it right. Like, we're waiting for him just to come back within a single season when he's already out. Like, that would be great if he could just come back from injury within the season in which he's injured. That has been a problem for him. So I know that a lot of people are wondering how the Saints look with Sean Payton gone. And obviously Jameis Winston back coming from a knee injury, but I'll take can't guard Mike.
Also, it seems like everybody on staff at NFL Network has Buffalo representing the AFC. Overwhelming. Unanimous, it's almost, I think. How does Buffalo not make the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, just where, I guess in the way that they had last season end, where a game comes down to a clock management or a bounce of the ball and it just doesn't go their way. And we talk about how this franchise is snake bit from, Scott Norwood all the way to the present day. I mean, that's what it seems like would be the only way for this season to end for the Bills that leaves us all with a little bit of egg on our faces. Because sometimes the simplest path is the right one for all of us who are predicted. Don't make it tougher than it needs to be when you've got an MVP caliber quarterback and weapons galore, adding more players through the draft on both sides of the ball. Von Miller now in the locker room as kind of the OG, whispering the way it should be done to all these kids who might need that help for the final 13 seconds if their coach doesn't squib it. That's the path forward, I think, for the Bills, and that's why I took them to win the Super Bowl.
Is there another team that compares to the Chiefs as far as varying degrees of prediction that they could go to the Super Bowl or not make the playoffs?
I think Green Bay's that team, Dan. I think a lot of people are looking at the Packers and wondering where the offense is coming from when Rodgers might have an off day. And when he has a great day, will somebody separate? Will he just be one of those quarterbacks that's looking for a guy to separate from a defense that's wallpapering on an offense that they know might be coming because Davante Adams isn't there? Or the defense is as good as it's been there in a long time and the coach is a 13-win machine and Rodgers can win his third MVP in a row, certainly if the offense looks the same way without Davante Adams. I hear Packers not making it, and I hear Packers in the Super Bowl.
I didn't understand Aaron Rodgers' approach where he was somewhat critical of these receivers during training camp, but he's not playing in these preseason games to be with these receivers. I mean, it's one thing to be in practice, but he should have been in games, I think, to help them out, like understand game-like situations. And I'm sure that it's dangerous to do this, but I think he's got to be fair to these wide receivers. They're trying to figure this out and do it in real time, and somebody's got to replace Davante Adams. Aaron could have helped out, I thought, a little bit. Your reaction to Rodgers calling them out?
It was out of character, but I think he definitely felt he needed to do it. I think he's got his finger squarely on the pulse And the players on his team that I've had, from Aaron Jones to A.J. Dillon and anybody else, Tanyan, will tell you that he is one of the most, even including towards Jordan Love, when we were all in the media assuming he wasn't, being the most, you know, openly, there wasn't much of a mentorship program going on there, that he is, in fact, doing that behind the scenes, which is why I thought it was out of character for him to go out and basically tell these guys, hey, you need to be in the right spot. You need to have your head in a swivel. You need to make these catches in practice when I'm throwing to you. Otherwise, you won't be out on the field. I think he felt compelled to do it. Either that or he was sipping that tea, Dan.
The ayahuasca? Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Would you do it? Would you try it as a journalist?
Just because for the gig? Is that what you're saying?
No, let's say you were doing a story on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And you were going to go visit him to do a sit-down one-on-one.
Yeah.
But he said,
okay,
you got to do, like, to be on my level, you have to try ayahuasca.
Sort of, are you asking me if I do some gonzo journalism?
Yes.
When it comes down to it?
Yes.
Okay. Last question for you before I give you my answer. Do I have to go home? Like, will I go? Because my kids don't care what dad does at work when I go home.
You're at hotel in Green Bay.
I'm out of it.
You're safe.
I'm hotel in Green
Bay. You're at a safe
house.
Yes,
definitely. Give me that tea, Dan. When can I have it?
I don't know if you want it. I think the results might vary, but I don't know if you want that. Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, I'll be better at my job. I'll be more patient with the rest of the team here. You know, I mean, I'll have a more enlightened way of looking at things. I might finally get past that Emmy line. You know, I might finally get there. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it.
Well, Aaron did say that he's a better teammate. He's a better lover. All the things that I'm looking for in my quarterback. Because I don't know the last time you went, Patrick Mahomes, good lover? I don't know.
That's in Omaha. That is definitely Omaha. Reading the defense.
I'll leave you with this.
Yes, sir.
Rams more likely to make the Super Bowl or not make the playoffs?
Make the Super Bowl. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it. I mean, why? Obviously, we've got to, whenever having these conversations preseason or right before season, barring injury is the caveat. But I mean, what a deep roster. I mean, and adding Bobby Wagner behind Aaron Donald, I don't think anybody really has landed and sat with the idea that the best linebacker, arguably, of our current generation right now, all right, removing the Ray Lewis's from the equation, but Bobby Wagner is going to have a bust in Canton.
Yeah.
We are placing him in between Jalen Ramsey and right behind Aaron Donald. I don't believe we've realized the full impact of this. And I think Allen Robinson will be a terrific complement to the rest of that offense. They should win the division and some considerable deep playoff run for the Rams. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Great to talk to you. Thank you for allowing me to share this moment with you, Rich.
You're welcome, Dan, is all I can say. Right. You're welcome.
That's Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. Kind enough to let me share the stage with him. Sometimes we overthink our predictions. Where you look at the Rams and you go, they kind of got everything. Could they be better than last year? I did have a NFL scout who texted me during the commercial break and said, this is as talented of a team as San Francisco has had in a long time. If Trey Lance is accurate, then they can go to the Super Bowl. But really, it might hinge on how accurate he can be. And also said Jacksonville has drafted well. They are a good team. And to remove, he put UM, Urban Meyer, and said, you know, to remove UM is going to be a big advantage for them. Yes,
if the 49ers are so loaded this year, why wouldn't they stick with Jimmy Garoppolo for one more shot rather than go to a complete unknown?
Well, they did, and then he got – so he had to get his shoulder surgery. I think Jimmy thought that, all right, you guys are – you went all in on Trey Lance, so I'm out of here. And then it kind of lingered for such a long period of time. I don't know how healthy he would have been to start the season for them to begin with, but I would have stayed with Jimmy to begin with. And I would have worked Trey Lance in there and almost had Remember when Florida had Tebow and who was it, Chris Leak? And they just worked him in.
Great pull.
And I think that's probably how I would have approached it. I don't know how Garoppolo would have been or how Trey Lance would have felt. Frankly, I wouldn't care. It's like, hey, guys, we got a chance to do something special. We want to use both of you. Yeah, Paul.
It seems like the Trey Lance expectations are low, but the year before Patrick Mahomes took over and threw 50 touchdown passes and became the MVP and went to the Super Bowl, he had completed 22 passes in one game in his career. He had played in one game before becoming MVP. Trey Lance, I think he's played in five games.
But the thing that's different is players knew in practice that, just like Justin Herbert, players know.
So we're not hearing any good reviews of Trey Lance.
No, you're not hearing, oh my God, this guy's lights out. Remember when the Chargers were there for Hard Knocks and you watched veterans watching Justin Herbert? That was my eye opener. And I go, oh my God, this guy's ready now. And, you know, Chiefs players will tell you they saw Mahomes in practice and they knew, like, okay, we got our guy. Let me get a couple of phone calls. Ed in San Antonio. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, 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 good.
Hey, we have a chance this Sunday of art imitating life. Did you ever have the chance to watch 1969, the movie Number One with Charlton Heston, an aging quarterback who gets blown up in his final game against the Dallas Cowboys?
So Tom Brady is going to play the role of, the paper lion?
Gosh, it could certainly happen. And don't watch the movie. Watch the trailer, because it's very epic, because you know,
when you're number one, there's nowhere to go. Down.
Thank you, Ed. Yes, Paulie.
I've never heard of this film before. Number One. It's 1969, starring Charlton Heston, Bruce Dern, some other people, and Ron Catlin once led the New Orleans Saints to a championship and then goes off the rails after a 15-year pro career. Mm. Do you remember this movie?
No.
Charlton Heston's a big-time actor.
Yeah. But he's suggesting, Ed in San Antonio, that Tom Brady is going to go off a cliff, because when you're number one, there's nowhere to go but down. James in South Carolina. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Had a great public announcer story back in the 70s in Charleston, minor league baseball. The umpire behind the plate missed a ball and strike call, made up for it in the next pitch, and the PA addresser said, "Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." And the ump turned around and tossed him, threw him out of the game. And my dad ended up being his replacement the next game, which happened to be quarter beer night. So it didn't really matter what my dad said. They just booed him, threw cups at him, just rained down on him after that.
Thank you, James. Yeah. Wasn't the organist, wasn't he tossed from a game? He played three blind mice.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that in Chicago? Maybe at a White Sox game?
Yeah, I got a few of them, like a minor leaguers.
But this is major league. I thought, are you an organist? Is that what you are?
An organizer?
No, when you play the organ, are you an organist? Did I just make that? Like,
no, that's correct.
You're a pianist. Like,
a person who plays the organ, an organist.
An organist, okay. Yeah. But I think, wasn't there a major league organist who was tossed from a game for playing three blind mice? Yeah, Paul.
I got one. A PA announcer at a minor league park in Reno, Nevada, played the Bob Uecker clip. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call. Remember that? He played over the PA after umpire, and the guy goes, yeah.
Yes, Todd.
I'm looking at Wilbur Snap, a minor league baseball organist who drew national attention after an umpire ejected him for playing three blind mice in protest of a call. He died in the Palms of Pasadena Hospital. He was 83. This is a story from 2003.
I didn't need to know that he died.
He left behind a wife and eight grandchildren.
This?
He was an electrical engineer before he came
out. Don't read the bio.
Did he leave his organs to charity?
Organist donor. I see what you did.
I know.
Too soon?
I'm sorry, where did he pass away?
He died 19 years ago at the Palms of Pasadena Hospital.
All right. Let me take a break.
On a Saturday.
Thank you, Todd. Whew.
We're back after this.
Oh, there's more and more stories that come out about what happens with cybercrime. As more and more educational institutions have embraced new technology and remote learning platforms, security and privacy have become even bigger concerns. Schools hold important data about students' names and addresses and birthdays and financial information. Hackers could have a field day if there's a cyber attack. You have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day because we put so much information out there. Protect your identity. LifeLock by Norton detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you might not spot on your own. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it if you are a victim. No one could prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect what's yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK. LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick. 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started, to answer one important question: how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. On this date, 1979, the first cable channel devoted exclusively to sports and entertainment, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, goes live from its studio in Bristol, Connecticut. I think the first thing I ever watched might have been a SportsCenter update, but also it was Australian rules football. I remember watching that as well. And you could watch it live. Mike Tirico, the popular broadcaster, worked with him at NBC and also the Mothership. He will be joining us tomorrow. He'll be on the call for the Bills and the Rams. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I got a 1963, the NFL football, the National Professional Football Hall of Fame. It's not the NFL. Was dedicated in Canton, Ohio. ESPN started in 79. Dan Marino in 1986 threw his 100th career touchdown pass in only his 44th game. That was a record, and it's home run season, Dan, history-wise. 1998, Mark McGwire set a new Major League Baseball record for most home runs hit in a single season. The previous record was 61, set in 61.
1993, Mark Whitten, hard-hitting Mark Whitten, hit four home runs, drove in 12. Cardinals beat the Reds. Also on this date in 1986, first team in NFL history to have a play reviewed by instant replay. Anybody want to guess? First team to have a play reviewed by instant replay 1986. Yes, Todd?
The Vikings.
No, that's wrong. There's no real rhyme or reason to this, so I'll just tell you it's the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns. First team in NFL history to have a play reviewed in instant replay. Maybe it was instant back then. It's just called replay now. Here's another thing to keep an eye on. The largest differential between the number one and number two home run hitters for a season. 1921, Babe Ruth hit 35 more than his next competitor. 1920, 35 more home runs than his runner-up. 1926, he hit 26 more home runs than the next closest. 1928, plus 23. 1924, he was 19 above his runner-up. Aaron Judge currently has an 18-home-run lead over Kyle Schwarber. So he's on the verge of drifting into Babe Ruth category with this. 27 games to go. His next home run will make him just the 14th player to hit 55 or more home runs in a season. With six or more, he can become the first player since 2001 to hit 60 home runs in a season.
Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Top. Joe in Cincinnati. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
DP, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't have a public address announcer story per se, but your pack of Trojans discussion earlier made me think of this nugget. So I went to Indianapolis Cathedral High School back in the 80s, and one of my classmates is a name you probably know, Blaine Bishop, who played for the Tennessee Titans in the NFL.
DB.
What? Yep. So Blaine's nickname in high school, you may not know, was Woody. We called him Woody Bishop. And our arch rival, Cathedral's arch rival, was the Bishop Chatard Trojans. And when we met them in the regionals, I think junior year in high school, some very smart classmates of mine had a banner that read, "Look out, Trojans, Cathedral has a Woody."
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
I miss high school humor.
Yeah. Well, you could get away with it back then with high school humor. Now you probably can't.
Tackled by a pack of Trojans.
Yeah. Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, we got a few of them working here for you as we known to do. Let's see. Non-quarterback MVP right now. The options were Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Jonathan Taylor, Myles Garrett. You want to guess who's winning? Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Jonathan Taylor, Myles Garrett. Jonathan Taylor, close, 53% of the vote. How about that?
Yeah, I think in most drafts. Now, yesterday, the BRGs were out in the grilling area, and they had their draft. And I said, guys, drafts at the draft, I got I got a keg on tap here. That's all that Dylan needed to hear. He went in and got his mug, and he was good to go. So they had their draft yesterday, and I think Tyler took Jonathan Taylor with the number one overall pick. Yes, Paul.
I listened to their draft in the other room, and all you heard was silence for 20 seconds, then, come on, hurry up and draft. It shouldn't take that long. And then quiet.
Yes, Marv.
It would be the worst. Sorry, pitcher Day Ray. He was racking his brain. He's like, oh, and he drafted Dak Prescott. I said, it can't take you a minute 30 to draft Dak Prescott.
Yeah. We're worried about pitcher Day Ray. Sometimes under pressure, it seems to, the pressure gets to him. Like, he's not a primetime player right now. And then Rob, who cares more about fantasy, well, he cares more about the Knicks, but he does care about his fantasy team. He was all business when he went out there. Big German was out there, had Marv, had Mario, Tyler, Dylan, the whole thing. Oh, by the way, tomorrow it's the return of Shea and Irving on the podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Bad Larry and Dylan had great weekends with college football. So Shea and Irving is going to be part of the gambling podcast tomorrow. He gets one call from prison. He's going to make that call, and we'll put that up on the website. Wait till, you know, he and Bad Larry, those are originals, man. Bad Larry is, there's nobody like Bad Larry. Bad Larry. As he says, you pull over, you know, at this exit in New Jersey on the turnpike, you just ask for Bad Larry. Everybody knows where I live.
Wow.
I go, okay.
Big right. In the rest area community.
And it is true. If you go into town, you go, you know Bad Larry. Yeah, I know Bad Larry. Todd, what'd you learn today?
The last time Eli Manning asked to take a picture with someone, Britney Spears' ex K-Fed, Kevin Federline. What?
Seton O'Connor.
Peyton Manning had neck reduction surgery. We broke that news
according
earlier.
To Eli. Marv, what did you learn?
Carl Malone at the loan.
Shooting two. Paulie?
Refs are tapering their shirts.
M-Drive supplements for driven guys that support healthy testosterone, and you can get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Feel good. Accomplish more. Once again, text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for joining us. We'll get you ready for football tomorrow. One more item as we close out this award-nominated show. Thanks to people like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes like Misotis Familia, who couldn't wait to join the New York Police Department, protect her community, proudly wore the uniform. She was ambushed. She was shot in the line of duty solely because of that uniform she was wearing. And she survived by her three children. And you know what Tunnel to Towers did? Gave her children a mortgage-free home. That's thanks to your generosity. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in that home where they made their memories, made those memories with their fallen loved ones. And for others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. You can help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Tunnel to Towers. Thank you.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.